going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
So quick, and it was all Guardians. All Guardians fans were pointing to the fan immediately. They're like, he said it. He said it. Get him out of here.
Well, because it wasn't poor taste. Jaren Duran had a suicide attempt back in 2022. Apparently, a fan yelled something in his general direction about it, and a scuffle ensued. Nothing physical happened between the fan and the player, thank God. It seemed that Duran was ready to go into the stands if he wanted to. The fans were immediately pointing him out, so I don't believe that the fan is going to be allowed back into the stadium anytime soon after what he said to Jaren Duran. Obviously, no one condones that sort of behavior, for the love of God.
Now, I know they are doing an investigation with Major League Baseball, and there is a good chance that not only does he get banned here, but throughout Major League Baseball. They do that now.
It's real bad. It's a real, real bad thing to do, and just ugly on multiple fronts. So I wish there was something better. They do a good job of fan engagement over there with the Guardians, but sad that they have to put their foot down in that situation. It's very ugly.
Do you care how old when fans say stupid things? Because like when I was young, I said the dumbest things. I said the most ridiculous things to athletes, and it was all under the money.
I've done this before, like with guys who they get banned for life doing stupid stuff, like running on the field, running on the floor. And I go, yeah, it's funny when you're 20 years old and you're drunk at a game or something like that, like you and your buddies were smashing beers in the parking lot. You think it's funny then, but like, dude, you're eventually going to have kids. Like, I can't imagine being 38 and trying to take Axel to a game like, you're not allowed to be here. I don't know if that stuff matters maybe later in life. Maybe they're like, is there some statute of limitations where they stop checking and you get into Rocket Arena if you run out on the floor later?
Well, eventually.
I'm not sure.
Eventually, we're all going to be on facial recognition.
Exactly.
Right?
So if they see
what
you.
What do you mean eventually?
Well, no, they do that at Clippers games.
Yeah, they have them in some
venues. I don't
think
you have a season. Season ticket members like do not have a ticket.
Well,
you just walk by and scan your face.
We hosted the MLB All-Star game in 2019, and they had that clear technology then.
Yes.
So it's not like they just don't have it. They don't use it. You don't have the ability to just walk through the gate and not even be checked by security, but it's around there.
Also, did the Cavaliers make you feel any better about taking on the Celtics because of this about to be sweep tonight?
You know what? It's partly I've seen Boston really, really work to clear this Orlando team that isn't even healthy. And I know they play defense. Miami plays no defense right now. They're not. And part of it is they can't. The Cavs are so good. I don't want to make it seem like it's just because the Heat are bad. The Cavs are so good that they've got no answers. But yes, I feel a little better about the Cavs today than I did at the start.
I agree. I think it's Evan Mobley's play. I think that he's got, I know he kind of disappeared in game one. Game two, he was there. Certainly on Saturday, I thought he was the best player on the floor in the first half. Got to be honest with you, they were just blowing him out in the second half, so I really didn't notice much in the second half considering what was going on with the news and everything.
We were having fun.
But he was the best player I saw on the floor in the first half of that game I was watching with you. I feel better because of Evan Mobley. Maybe I'll end up being wrong. I know that Orlando's a tougher team to dispatch than Miami. Miami's not played defense at all. I can't even say they've played bad defense because you got to play some defense to play it. I do feel better because of what that is. And Darius Garland coming back from the bang up of the toe. Ty Jerome playing the way that he did. It's forced an awkward conversation with fans, ones that we want to avoid, but I think it's forced a conversation with fans, whether or not we think it's possible or not. But it's nice to have two guys there that can carry that load and play very well for you. So it's given me some spirit there about this basketball team, a little bit more than I had before about taking on the Boston Celtics. I did get a tweet. Twitter reactions brought to you by Scheibman Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Dobbs on Twitter. Ken, you guys are not talking about one specific quarterback. Seems like he is training in the Browns facility every day, wanting to come back. Are we 100% sure he is going on IR? What if he does not? Could we cut him?
Play the laugh track.
I saw this online. There were people saying, well, Watson's QB1. I go, what planet are you guys living on?
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Is this just a troll?
I assumed it was a gag, anybody tweeting about it. Because mostly it's sarcasm. Anybody that I've seen tweet about him working out or anything, or the one of the emojis that people use anytime they talk about him, it's total sarcasm.
Yeah, he's not playing this year. And then he'll be cut next season, next summer.
He's never throwing a pass
for
the Browns again.
That'll be the end. I wonder if he ever throws a pass in the NFL again, but I don't think he's going to throw one for the Browns again. As of right now, it's either Kenny or Joe or Kenny, Dylan Gabriel, Shador Sanders. That's where your quarterback room is. It does not involve Deshaun Watson. I think Deshaun Watson will be IR'd for designation, then IR'd out for the rest of the season, and we will not be seeing, like last year when he did his rehab by himself, he will continue to rehab by himself and not be in the facility when he doesn't need to be. Because I wonder if there's certain provisos.
I like a good proviso.
There it is, proviso. Provosts. There's a nice proviso, maybe, about him showing up there. Yeah.
What did you think of Kyle McCord getting drafted ahead of Will Howard? We had Browns fans that legitimately liked Will Howard more than Shador Sanders.
You have a Ken Carmen here who legitimately liked Will Howard. No, sorry. Not
Ken Carmen.
Then Shador Sanders. Sorry. I thought you said Kyle McCord at first. I liked Will Howard way more than I liked Kyle McCord. Sorry.
What did you think about Jack Sawyer?
You saw my face when you told me that.
Who changed Ohio State's potential fortunes on winning a championship.
Describe the face I made when you told me.
He got drafted by the Steelers, and I said, Ken just had a face that would sink 1,000 boats.
I really did. I'm sitting at the bar, I go, you got to be kidding me. Of all the teams.
Can we flash back to that Saturday at, like, we'll say it's 6 p.m. Saturday after Thanksgiving. And I tell you, you're going to have Mason Graham and they're going to have Jack Sawyer. How would you feel about that?
I would have felt
after
really good.
After the flag planting.
I would have felt really good.
That is, now, I will say, as a Buckeye fan,
man,
and I said this to anybody who is a hater of all things Michigan, and that's I'm included. But if you're going to get a guy, you want a guy that kicked your ass, don't you?
Yeah.
Don't you feel like, hey, if my team won the national championship and he kicked our ass, that's probably a great guy to have.
I did have a Michigan fan, not the Michigan fan you think of. They sent me a meme, and it was the Will Howard yelling at Jack Sawyer on the sidelines, excited after the scoop and score. And it said, we're finally getting gold pants, which I was like, okay.
Okay.
All right. That's not bad. Not bad. But I hated that I hated that Jack Sawyer ended up going to Pittsburgh, and I really hate that Will Howard's going to go there. Not enough to say that he's going to beat us twice a year for the next 10 years. You and I were on the same thread as somebody saying he's going to beat us twice a year over the next 10 years. Just like, he's a 6-round pick. Let's hold our horses here just a little bit.
You, Pony, and Lima were on the same thread. Cool.
No, it was not that one. Surprisingly enough, it was not him. Even though he was texting us on Saturday. But not about that. Oh, I was going to get to Todd. I can't get to Todd. I'm sorry. Sorry, Todd. Tomorrow, Todd, I apologize.
Todd, stay around, Baskin and Phelps will speak.
Stay on hold for 22 hours. I will get to you tomorrow morning, I promise.
I could not believe Baskin has a take on Joe Flacco that you just got to hear it to believe
it. Baskin, more like Trashkin.
Guess he's got some intel on Flacco. You just got to hear it.
He's Trashkin Joe Flacco coming up next. Thanks to everybody who joined us today. Jason was great. Daryl, not so much. You're not going to back me up on that? You're just going to let me hang out there in the wind? Okay. See where the support is here?
I like Daryl right here. Come on.
I like Daryl, too. I just totally disagreed with two of the things he said. I thought it was ridiculous. I love Daryl. I got Daryl a subscription to This Old House magazine for a year. Yeah. I see you. I don't see you getting him subscriptions to This Old House magazine.
He got him a subscription to taking pictures at his birthday party.
Yeah. You just employed him. I treat him like a friend. And that's why I talk to him like a friend. Like when he says silly things about Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders.